Welcome to the Chillcast.
Hi, Zach. How are you?
I'm good. How are you, Sarah? I'm Zach. You're Sarah.
I'm Sarah. And this is the Chillcast.
It's a weekly podcast about...
whatever we want.
Well.
Well, to talk about.
Whatever I want.
That's true.
It's random.
The cat is crawling all over me right now.
You got me thinking, Sarah.
What's up?
What's your favorite kind of pet?
My favorite kind of pet.
Probably cats.
I mean, we currently have two cats.
We do. One of them is laying with us right now.
Yes, he is. He's a good boy.
So you'd say cats are your favorite from of what you've had. What have you had?
Dogs and cats.
That's it?
Yeah, that's it. We haven't had any like fish.
I mean, I could ask you the really serious questions.
Which are better, cats or dogs? It depends on the situation.
It depends on the cat or the dog.
We live in an apartment.
Oh, God, I broke my back a little.
Oh, what? Boy. We live in an apartment, and so having, like, cats is the best option for us.
Mm-hmm.
However, if I had a backyard
we'd
and
have,
I had
oh, yeah,
a
we'd
house,
have a dog.
We'd absolutely have a dog. There's no question about it. My parents have a dog, and I love that dog so darn much.
Bernie.
Bernie's a very good boy.
Cats over dogs in apartments, dogs over cats in houses?
Well,
you're on the fence. You haven't actually answered. You're kind of bullshitting a little here.
I am bullshitting it a little because of the simple fact that, like, oh,
pick
for
a one.
I can't.
I want no other words out of your mouth. Cat or dog?
A cat dog. I want both. Well, and that's the other thing is that, like, when
I'll answer. Where do you watch?
A dog.
Dog.
I know. Yeah. Yeah. I know you.
But I love cats. But dog. I love a dog.
A dog. There's benefits to both.
Mm. Okay. I'm very curious to know what the benefits of a cat is. Because a dog is like protection, warmth, a pillow, security, and they can even help you hunt. So they can help you during, you know, camping trips. They can.
I mean,
name a benefit of a cat.
Rory currently is warming my legs. So I got that warmth.
You got the warmth. Yeah.
And Sasha helps us with our bug problem. Not that it's a problem, but whenever bugs come in, I mean, she protects us from bugs. She eats grasshoppers. So good for her.
So we could replace one of our cats with a heating pillow.
He's the best heating pillow ever.
He's expensive.
He purrs.
We could pay. Oh, they probably sell purring heating pillows that are shaped like cats, don't they? That's a thing that exists, huh?
If not, probably. Then TMTMTM copyright.
Yeah, take that. No.
I'm going to steal that from Justin McElroy, TMTMTM.
The Chillcast is an open, open platform.
Unless
any ideas?
We think of a really good idea.
Well, we won't put this up if it's really good.
That's true.
So, cats, dogs, that's a hard one. But here, let me ask you a better question.
Oh, I'm sorry. I did have another pet. I had ferrets.
Ugh.
Yeah, they stink, but they're actually a lot of fun.
Really? What's a ferret? What's fun? Okay, what do you mean by fun? They climb things? They tunnel?
Yeah. I mean, all of that. It's funny because what we used to do is we had a long hallway in the house that we were living in. And so we would, like, we would take t-shirts and we would shove it underneath the...
And suffocate them? What were you fucking doing to these poor little ferrets?
We were taking t-shirts so that way they couldn't go underneath the doorways.
Oh.
We would close out the doors in the hallway.
And then race them.
And then we would stick t-shirts underneath and we would just let them run. And we would get, like 12-pack...
beers and just watch. We get 12 pack of brewskis, set up a chair and watch the ferrets run around the hallway.
I don't know what sounds those were supposed to be.
That's the
okay. No, when I say 12 pack, I actually mean like a soda.
Oh.
And then how they come in like the cardboard tube kind of things. We would get a couple of those and we would just let them go wild and they loved it. They were fun.
So is that the most exotic pet you've owned? Seems like
that
it.
That I have owned, yes. Oh, I had a boyfriend that had a hedgehog, and I hated that thing.
They just seem like...
treated better than I did.
Well, you know, the thing about hedgehogs are...
They gotta go fast.
They're hard. Yeah, how do you catch them? You know?
Fun fact, they're not that fast.
No. Do they like coins or rings?
No. That might be why.
They do curl up in balls.
They do curl up in balls.
And they got that part right on Sega. Yeah. And they're blue. So that's all accurate.
Well, mine wasn't blue.
Well, he's sick.
Yeah.
I think most exotic pet I've had.
Yeah. What pets have you had?
I've had a lot.
I know.
I've had four dogs. I've had a number of dogs. A number of cats.
A lot of cats.
I can remember most of their names. Dogs.
The reason why you've had so many pets also.
Oh, we ate them all. Yeah. No. Yeah, we cooked them all.
No.
Yeah.
You lived on a farm.
I didn't. Kind of house. We lived on a big plot of land.
Yes.
In a big area of the country with nowhere around.
And most of your pets were outdoor pets?
The dogs weren't, but the cats were mostly indoor, outdoor, which I know is not how you're supposed to do it. No, but on a barn, it's a little bit more like there's barn cats, you know, like in the city I get. Yeah. So we had some dogs, we had some cats, fish, a horse, two rabbits, a parrot.
The rabbits that you had, were they like the really big ones?
Yeah, they're the big fluffy fat ones. They were called Bugs. And
really original name.
Well, the male was Bugs and the female was
Lola.
I don't remember. No, it wasn't Lola.
No. So this was pre-Space Jam.
No, this is not pre-Space Jam. This is post Space Jam.
Post Space Jam, okay.
Yeah, I didn't realize that Lola wasn't a thing until Space Jam.
Yep, nope. She was created for
A sex up Space Jam.
Yep.
Their choices were, okay, we could cast an attractive Hollywood actress and kind of put her in some short shorts there's no women like basketball players in that game. That movie.
No.
But they're like, so our options are, we can get a really attractive woman, a human being, dress her up in some short shorts, and it'll be a great little, sequence. Or we create an entirely new Looney Tunes character that's like fuckable. And someone in the back room was like, oh, I have some drawings to show you. And they're like, okay.
All right, Craig, let's calm down. All right, so I'm sorry, go on. Angora bunnies. That's what I was trying to think.
I don't know if they were Angora bunnies.
Those are like the really big.
We had a parrot and they would talk.
Was it one of the repeat ones or would it just talk randomly? I don't know how parrots work.
You think there's some parrots out there that just like are people that talk? Hey, well, how was your day at work?
That's not what I mean.
That's a real bummer, huh?
I feel like.
Did you guys get that project?
I feel like some. Oh. Well.
All parrots repeat.
Oh, okay.
They can. Some are very. They're very smart. Like she could understand sentences. And she. I don't know if she actually knew what the words.
What was her name?
Dolly.
Dolly.
She would say her own name. She'd go, Dolly, 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 like that. And the funny thing is she would imitate. So when she would say her name and stuff, she would say it in like a man's voice because it was like my grandfather's voice. So she'd be like, hi, Dolly, 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 Dolly. Fuck that parrot.
Yeah, I've not heard good stories about this parrot.
Flew around, tore up shit. Parrots smell like they suck. Don't look. Don't get a parrot. It's going to outlive you. It's going to outlive your kids. It's going to be a thing that you leave with your family. Like when you die, they're like, they got to take care of this fucking parrot.
That sounds pretty awful.
The one cool thing about parrots is that like they have, they will listen and they'll hear stuff. So, but they don't have a filter. So I've heard stories of like, you know, people getting in trouble because like, one example I heard is a man had a fiance who was out of town, so he had a woman over, and then the parrot like had repeated like, "Oh, you're so sexy, Carol," or something like that. She's like, "Who the fuck's Carol?"
Oh, jeez, yeah. That sounds awful. So,
what would be? Let's say you've got plenty of money. You won the million, the Mega Millions. You won the 1.6 billion. Let's say you win that.
Mm-hmm.
You have a nice mansion or whatever. What's like an exotic animal you'd always love to have as a pet?
I mean, really? What? This is a question?
Yeah.
I would have like a fresh water area for my pet otters. Duh.
Oh. Well, that brings up a question I was about to ask. I'm glad we worked into this. We had a horse.
Mm-hmm.
Is a horse a pet? is something that you keep in a container is a fish a pet?
Well,
because here's my logic. Here's why I'm going to stop for a second. Let me explain my logic, and then you work back and see if I'm making sense here. When you pet something, you pet it. If you don't pet something regularly, or you have to go out of your way, or it's dangerous to pet something, is it a pet?
Well,
a horse, I think, could classify as a pet.
I think so, because you have to brush it. But you ride a horse, though.
It's almost like a like.
Well, yeah, but you still brush it and pat it pet it.
So an otter, would you go out and pet him?
Yeah.
Is that safe?
There's a place in California where you can actually like.
Yeah, there's a place. There's a lot of places. A lot of places.
Swim with the otters. It's a dream.
So that would be your dream exotic pet?
Yeah. If it was just a pet that was not exotic,
get three otters. What do you name them?
Oh boy!
Flip, Splash, and Plop.
No, more creative than that. Honestly,
wow.
It would probably be like Mo, Larry, and Curly. Like I'd do the Three Stooges. If it was three, I would do the Three Stooges.
I think mine was better, but
I mean, I think I mean
Plop and Splash,
Ollie.
That's a good one. Isn't that the otter?
That's the otter from the new Winnie the Pooh series. Yes, it's a good name though. Ollie the otter is such a good name.
Nolly and Kickflip. So people first think they're like, oh, Ollie, because all you know, like, and then it's like Nolly and then Kickflip. So,
but I mean, if I could have any set of pets, otters. That was
cute little otters.
Yeah,
you'd hug them and love them.
Uh huh.
I think if I could have any type of pet.
Yeah.
I mean, okay, you take a guess. What do you think? Because there's like an obvious answer that most men say.
A dog?
No. Most guys I know, a monkey. Monkey. I would love a monkey. Like a cool little like monkey that I could hang out with.
So I have had bad experiences with monkeys. So that would not fly in this household. Your boyfriends
might have been assholes, but don't.
Oh, no.
What do you mean you've had a bad experience? Did you get in a fucking knife fight with a chimp?
No. We don't get along.
What do you mean? Have you lived with a chimp or something?
No, but so there's a monkey that lives, actually, I don't know if he lives there anymore, but he lives at, it's a pet shop.
Do you owe this monkey money?
No, but every time I go into the pet shop. There's a pet shop in Kansas City that has a monkey. Yes. No, he's not for sale.
Why is he there?
He's the owner's.
Oh, I thought you said he's the owner of the pet shop.
No, he's the owner's pet. And he stays.
He's licensed and everything.
Like, as far as I know, yeah.
God, really? Hey, you ever checked into this? Nobody's checked.
Every time I've gone in there,
he throws poop at you.
He doesn't throw poop at me, but he always scares me every time.
Like how?
Like I'll kind of get close to the cage because the cage is in the center.
What kind of monkey? Like big, small, not chimp.
It's like a
not a chimp.
Capuchin.
Yeah, capuchin.
Yeah, the like smaller ones. Yeah,
they got like the little kind of lighter face.
Well, no, he's kind of. He's like a mid-size. It's not a chimpanzee. He's smaller than a chimpanzee. But he's bigger than a...
Is he the monkey that you see in a lot of movies? That like the white face, brown face?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. I don't know what those
are. I don't know what they're called. They might be capuchin. Whatever.
So you go up to his cage.
So I'll go like close or in the vicinity of his cage. Mm-hmm. And he always like jumps and grabs the bars close to me and
loves
just like,
you.
And I'm like,
he loves you. Do your monkey again?
I don't know how to do monkey.
Do your monkey again?
No.
Do your monkey again?
I'm losing my
voice. Do that monkey one more time.
It sounds like a squawk. I don't know.
It sounds like a seagull or something.
I don't know. He makes those noises.
Yeah.
So whatever monkey makes those noises. I don't think he makes those noises.
That's what he means. When he goes, what do you say? It's like, hey baby, I wanna fucking smack that ass.
Alright. It's inappropriate.
Ow!
It's very inappropriate.
He's just a monkey.
I will have to take you to see the monkey at some point. I think he's still
there. Does he
have
a name?
I don't remember. Hmm. I'll have to look it up.
Yeah, I'd love to have a monkey. But I guess I'm not allowed to have it. So if I'm not allowed to have a monkey and I have like a $1 billion.
I mean, you can have a monkey.
I want a fucking shark.
A shark?
Yeah.
Can't pet a shark. It's just going to sit there and swim around.
I'll get in there.
Don't put him with my otters.
Ooh, that would be a fun moment,
no.
Huh?
No.
He's going to be hungry.
Okay, feed him chum.
Actually, I want an alligator.
An alligator?
I'd pet him.
What'd you name him?
Allie
the alligator?
I'd probably name him like...
Croc. Just to screw with people. Because a crocodile and an alligator is different. You gave me a very blank stare there.
I'd probably name him... Bubba.
Bubba.
Because he's going to get fat. He's going to be a fat alligator.
Because you're going to feed him otters?
No, I'm going to feed him like rabbits and stuff.
Okay.
You wouldn't be able to watch.
No, absolutely not, no.
They're dead.
No, my leg warmer's moving.
He's moving.
My leg warmer.
I love pets.
I do too. They're wonderful. And I think it's very important for everyone to...
We had an incident.
Oh, we're going to talk about our pet incident?
I don't know if we should go too much detail.
The moral of our story that we're not really going to explain.
It's a long story.
It's a long story, but make sure that your pets are microchipped.
Or put a tag on them.
Or make sure that they have up-to-date tags on their collars.
But also, fuck Overland Park and Kansas City and basically any local governments that don't have adequate ways of dealing with lost animals. Because here's the short version. We found two dogs. They were lost. Mm-hmm. We looked for the owners for an hour, couldn't find them. Decided, well, we put them in the car. They were super nice dogs. We petted them and gave them, you know, pets and love and all that. And called different places. Animal control's not open on weekends. Nobody would take them. Finally, we had to, like, force some people who were working at some animal shelter to call their police contact, whoever, who was able to get us in touch with the people who the dogs were missing from.
Because
it was a whole thing.
They had happened to call in and report the dogs missing.
Well, it brings me to a subject of like, you know, some people aren't great pet owners.
They're not.
I don't think those people were bad pet owners. I think they just need to chip their dogs.
Yeah, I think their dogs seemed a little older, so maybe it was just something that they hadn't thought about.
Yeah.
But yeah, I mean, make sure,
like, people,
of course, like, spay and neuter your pets. It's important as well.
People that put their dogs on, like, chains outside all day.
Yeah.
It starts into the situation where I think, like, I'll see it where it's like, okay.
Are you going to tell a sad story about a dog?
No.
I need to get ready.
I'm not going to tell a sad story about a dog. But I'll see people with dogs that are chained up all day.
Fly away.
And
okay, I'm sorry.
Well, it just makes me wonder, like,
oh, the holidays are coming, those commercials are gonna start.
What's
up
the
again.
Point of having a dog?
Yeah, if you're gonna mistreat
if
it,
he's gonna
what's
be outside,
point?
Not even mistreat necessarily, but if you're just if he's outside all day
mm-hmm.
and you only go out there a little bit to like maybe give him some food and water and occasionally you play with him everyone, like, what's the point? Why do you have that dog?
Seeing those situations always really bothers me. It's
and like same with cats.
It's unfair to the
like
pet.
why you have a cat if he's outdoors all the time, you're not allowed to pet him because he'll like I always hate those people where like you go to the house and they're like, yeah, this is our cat, don't pet him, he'll attack,
don't
acknowledge
him.
It's like, then why do you have this thing?
Yeah, my aunt has a cat like that.
Yeah, they're like little fucking bombs.
Oh, so annoying. Our cats on the other hand were like, pick him up, pet him. We don't care, and they don't care, because we know, we have taught our cats that humans are okay. Like, one of our cats was a stray for a year, and I don't know how she was treated around humans, but she latched onto us very quickly, and...
treat animals, but nice.
Yeah.
There's no reason to be shitty animals.
Treat them well. You have chosen them to be a part of your life. Treat them as a part of your family as well.
And on that topic... now that we're here, don't fucking dress your dogs up in Halloween outfits. I'm glad that
I don't know how we circled to that, but all right.
Because you said treat them with respect and treat them well.
Okay. Sure.
Don't dress your dogs up in Halloween outfits, Sarah. And Sarah's mother.
Yeah, I was to say.
That's, you didn't stop her.
No.
In fact, you were like, he's so cute.
Bernie was cute in his little...
He looked sad.
He did look a little sad.
Not a little sad. He looked like... He, remember he walked over to you, he was like, please.
Please take this off.
Don't dress your dogs up. Also, your dog doesn't need a jacket. It's a dog. It's a dog.
Some do. Like the hairless dogs.
Then they're not dogs and they should die.
Ooh,
I know we took a hard, sharp turn
that
from...
That was a harsh turn.
I don't mean that. But my point more is, don't get a hairless dog if you live in an area where it's so cold you need to put them in coats.
Yeah.
But it's like, I see people with labs that put like little slippers and stuff. They're dogs. They're dogs, folks. Same with cats. Don't fucking put slippers and stuff on... They let them go.
I mean, it's funny to put tape on the bottom of their paws for about 5 minutes.
Did you just say respect animals and treat them kindly?
Yeah, but we all play pranks.
I like that
other.
We said that, and then like less pranks. Than 30 seconds later, I'm like, kill all the hairless dogs, and you're like, stick shit on their feet. It's funny.
It's
what's the worst pet?
The worst pet?
Like when you go to someone's house, it's like, I have this. You're like, cool. I'm going to start.
Oh,
okay.
You know those little hermit crabs?
Those
are the
those
fucking
suck.
Worst.
Those
like,
suck.
They smell. First off. Yeah. And second off, like, there's always this period of time right after Christmas.
Everyone has them
because there's all those little kiosks in the mall that sell them. And they're just awful.
If you're listening to this.
And you have a hermit
and
crab.
If you're thinking about getting a hermit crab for someone,
don't do it. Don't do it.
Because nobody's ever been happy to get a hermit crab.
Or if they are, then they're baking
really
well.
No one's ever been happy about a hermit crab being surprised, given to them.
Yeah.
Like some kids might ask for one because they like hermit crabs, whatever. Like they like a little thing to take care of. But no kid or adult's ever going to be like, oh, fuck yes. A thing that smells that I have to take care of that looks weird that I'm going to dump.
Yep. That's probably going to die in a month. Good. Perfect.
Yeah, hermit crabs suck. I'd say, like...
I mean, I had a very... as a kid, a frightening experience with a friend's pet.
What? Was it a monkey?
No. So, and I don't have a problem with this animal anymore. Like, it was one of those things that as a... I would probably say I was 8 years old.
Mm-hmm.
I had... a sleepover with my friends and we had all watched scary movies. It was the first time that I had seen The Thing and we were going to watch it, but I told them no, cause I got scared. But we watched a bunch of scary movies. I think that was the first time I watched Nightmare on Elm Street and all that. And it wasn't until the next morning after the sleepover that her older brother came down the stairs and says, "Hey, have you seen Frankie?" And we said, "Who the hell is Frankie?" It goes, "Oh, it's my pet boa constrictor."
I was going to say snake, yeah.
And it was underneath the couch that we were laying next to in sleeping bags all night. That was the most terrifying thing. Oh my God, I bolted out of that house. I was like, never coming back here.
It's like that's a creeper snake.
Oh man, it was very creepy. Especially if you have pets like that.
Yeah, I'm not a big snake person.
Keep it in a container and make sure that it's closed properly. Don't let it get loose. Oh my God, it's so terrifying.
Yeah, I wouldn't love a snake encounter.
I mean, I've held snakes. They don't bother me.
They're
like,
they're not great pets.
They're boring pets.
Yeah, fish are boring too. But
fish are also very boring.
Yeah. No, every person that's ever got a fish, here's how it happens. Here's the stages of it. You know, you get your tank and you put the fish in there and you're like, oh, look at it. It's so pretty. And you set it up and you kind of get some people like your friends or family who are there to look at it for a few minutes and you kind of leave. And then you come back an hour or two to make sure the water's okay. And you're like, oh, they're so cute or they're so cool looking or whatever. And then a day or two later, you check it out again and you feed them. You're like, oh, man, you know, tank looks nice stuff. And then that's it. And then you'll never really care about that fish again. You'll feed it, but you'll never actually give a shit about that fish again. That's the cycle. That's like, and then in about 6 to 7 months, it'll be dead
because
you forgot to feed it or because it just died.
Mm-hmm.
because the water decided to go 2 degrees warmer and it's just covered in mold or whatever. And then algae.
You lose power because it's winter or something.
And then he's gone.
Or,
and then you're like, why did I get a fucking fish?
Yeah. Why did I spend all this money on a tank and pebbles and food and shit?
Fish are not great pets.
No.
I don't think I would ever want to hang out with somebody who had like one of those mini ponies as a pet.
No.
Have you seen those people that live with them in their home?
Yeah, I don't think I could.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
So this is a trend that comes and goes, and I guess I was reading online. It's coming back into vogue right now.
Oh, no.
Those teacup pigs.
Yeah, I've heard that those are coming back. It's because, like, I think Ariana Grande and her now ex-boyfriend, the comedian guy, like, they got one together. And now immediately everyone's like, oh, my God, I have to get another fucking pig. Like, no. But my favorite stories about those are the people that think that they get teacup pigs. And then the pig keeps growing. And they're like, well, now I have an 80-pound pig in my living room. Like,
it sounds tasty.
Great. Let's make some bacon.
Yeah.
God, you're really good at animal noises.
What's your pig noise? What's your pig noise?
Oink, oink, oink,
oink. Yeah.
Oink, 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 oink,
oink. Oink, oink, oink. I'm a piggy.
I mean, North. We're just going to go through animal noises now?
Yeah. No, yeah. Mini pig. Teacup pigs.
Teacup pigs are, they're not. I mean, what do you do with it?
Like, people kind of treat them like dogs, but they shit everywhere.
Yeah. I don't think you can litter train them or anything.
No. Well, there's now 2 cats on the bed.
It's officially a pet podcast. Pet-friendly podcast.
Who was your first pet that you remember, like, loving?
Well, I have a story. A very short story about... So, my parents' dog, they had a dog named Ralph. And he was the best dog.
So, was that your first, like, oh, I love this pet?
Yes. Ralph was the first pet. And when my parents, when I was born and my parents brought me home from the hospital in my crib, Ralph was laying in there. Like, he was laying in my crib ready for me to come home. And he was the most patient, sweet dog. Like, I had a Barbie dream house kind of setup, and he would let me dress him up, and he would like let me like set my Barbies like next to him, and we would have tea parties. And like, I guess I don't really remember this, but I guess my parents would help me dress him up, and then Ralphie and I would get married because I wanted to get married apparently when I was a kid. So Ralph and I got married many times. They were always wonderful occasions.
Interspecies marriage.
Huh? Yeah. I mean, why not? He was he was the best dog though. Now,
what kind of dog was Ralph?
He was a terrier mix, but he was a like mid-sized terrier mix. Like, he was almost a bigger dog.
So that was your first, like, memory. Maybe not your first pet, but that's your first, like, I love this dog.
Yes.
Like, for me, my first, because I know we had a dog before. I remember, I think her name was Lady or something. But the dog I remember was Brutus. That was my first.
You talk a lot about Brutus, yeah.
I remember Brutus. That was my first, like, he was not a patient dog. He was maybe dangerous, kind of. Hard to say.
What kind of dog was Brutus?
He was like a lab golden retriever.
Oh, it's a big dog.
I mean, he was a little smaller than Bernie.
Oh, okay.
He was like a lab golden retriever bulldog. Like, he had a bunch of stuff in him,
bulldog?
I think. I don't know. He had a bunch of stuff in him.
Oh, I need to see pictures of this dog.
I don't know if I have. Oh, yeah. I think
that Mom probably does.
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's like the first dog I remember.
So, do you remember what was your first pet? Like, a pet that you actually got to pick out? Not your family, like, you...
We never really picked them out. They came, like, Brutus came to us through the backyard as a little puppy that got lost. Cleo we found in front of a Walmart. Yeah, we never picked... The first animal I picked...
Was it Dimitri?
No, Walter found him. It might be Sasha, honestly.
Really?
That might be the first. Our pets were always just, they came to us. Like, they got lost, or they were, like, somebody was giving them away on a Walmart, you know, front area stuff. Yeah, we never paid for any of them. Like, we never went to a pound and did all that. Yeah. I'm not saying that, I'm not against that. I'm just saying we always just like we were pet animal magnets. Yeah, I think Sasha might be the first time I've ever like gone to a pound.
Shelter.
Looked around. Shelter
is a much nicer name.
Oh, sorry. I didn't realize. Okay.
I think they prefer shelters now.
Go to a shelter and look around and pay money, which is still a weird thing. I get why. Also, I get why, but it's still a weird concept to me.
Adopt, don't shop. Adopt, don't shop.
What's that? Wait, what? Didn't we shop? We bought him.
We did, but we adopted her.
What's the difference between?
So when you purchase an animal, that's usually
where do you
go,
purchase an animal?
Usually through like breeders.
Oh, okay.
Like, or
we sold. So when Liebling, our German Shepherd, she was purebred. She had puppies. We sold them.
Yeah. Did you sell them for like a premium price though, or did you just sell them for what was?
Sold them for like $100 or
something. Okay, that's fine. I'm talking about
what they were worth as like
that are like, here is a full blood beagle. It's $5,000.
Oh yeah,
that's the shit I'm talking about. That's just wrong. And those dogs, and you didn't have like Liebling just happened to have puppies. You weren't.
We took her to a stud because we wanted to continue her bloodline because it's been going on for 30 years. So we wanted to keep one and then sell the other one. So that was the plan. Yeah.
Well, it doesn't sound like she wasn't used over and over and over.
She was a terrible
again,
mother. We never did it again.
I've heard stories
she was
about
the
that
worst.
Too. Well, the first pet that I actually owned, like I picked out at a shelter. It was our family's first cat, and it was
Tiger. Oh, I've heard stories. Tiger was a demon
evil cat. I don't know what was wrong with that cat, but
picked out an evil cat.
He was angry.
That's my secret, Sarah. I'm always angry.
He was angry at everyone except my mom. He loved my mom.
Well, she'll tell you something. Evil loves evil.
No, you're
I've told her that before. She thought
yeah, she thinks it's funny. It's okay. We're all good there.
So that was your first cat you picked out?
Yeah.
Do you remember your first animal, the pet died? The first one that was like, was it Ralph?
It was Ralph.
When Ralph died, do you remember like?
Broke my heart because I remember oh my God, this scene always like stands out in my head. But I remember I came home from school.
He just died of old age.
He did. But I remember this. I came home from school and I opened the door and I saw my dad just like huddled, bawling his eyes out. I think that was the first time I'd ever seen my dad cry. And he was just bawling his eyes out, holding Ralph. And I'm already tearing up. Like, I lost it because he was such a good dog.
Poor Ralph.
I'm actually like tearing up right now just thinking about that. So yeah, I mean, that was probably really hard. And honestly, that might've been the first like real death that I had experienced. Cause like, all my grandparents were alive, all my aunts and uncles, all my cousins. Like, no one in my family had passed at this point. So that was, like, the first real amount of death that I had experienced. And it was so
I remember hard. When Morris, my first cat that we had, when he died, I remember being very sad. But at this point, I've had enough pets die and run away that now I'm just like,
I'm getting better
I'm
at
very
it.
Callous about it.
I mean, I actually just recently had a pet die.
Bean.
Bean had
cute,
to be put
cute,
down.
Cute big old Bean.
Bean was a very, very good cat.
Mm-hmm. Well, kind of an asshole.
He had he actually ended up having cancer.
Yes.
He went in for just a normal routine checkup and then the vet was like, we have to put him down. And that day ruined me. It was the day before we moved into
apartment.
No,
it was the day after we moved in.
Oh, that's right. It was the day after we moved
into our
apartment.
It was our first day in the apartment. Anyways, that was a great time.
That was a rough day.
But
anyway,
overall, pets are great.
Pets are wonderful. Treat them right. Mm-hmm. Treat them well.
Don't get a teacup pig.
They are your furry family members. Mm. And
if you get stuck of a demon one, well, I'm sorry.
You know what? You still love them. You do. You still love them.
A little less than the others, but.
Maybe.
That's the chill cast, Sarah.
That's the chill cast.
Pets are great.
Pets are
we
wonderful.
Have pets with us right now.
We do.
A Rory laying with us.
Yep.
A fat black and white kitty.
I love him so much. He's my boy.
Thank you for listening, everyone.
Thank you.
Every Sunday, these go up.
Mm-hmm.
Like 10 a.m. ish. I don't remember. Whatever.
Whenever it feels like going up.
Yeah. every Sunday, random topics.
Mm-hmm.
Sarah never knows what it's going to be.
Nope. This was a fun one.
Okay.
All right. Till next time.
Goodbye, everyone.
Bye.